thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Digital Marketplace right here on WMR.FM. We're coming to you from the Tech Super Show down here in Fort Lauderdale at the Broward Convention Center. We've been talking to some really interesting people in technology, folks with varying perspectives. And we're going to hit another perspective right now. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to take just a couple of minutes, and we're talking with Matt Edick. Matt is the Chief Experience Officer. I love that title, by the way. Chief Experience Officer with Intellipeer. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, Darren. Thanks so much for the time today. I'm really excited to talk to you.
Yeah, no worries. So for those that are tuned in right now, they're like, what's Intellipeer? Help my audience figure out what Intellipeer is and what you guys do.
Yeah, Intellipeer has been around about 20 years. Our core focus is on a communications automation platform. We're really focused on workflows that are based on human interactions, and that can be human and AI interactions. Human to human can be augmented all kinds of ways, but we're really focused on 100% automation in the contact center. Our communications application platform is based on a communications layer, an automation layer where the workflows happen, and then an AI layer where we bring in exciting technologies like generative AI and implement them in the contact center and also in the knowledge worker space as well.
I love this. The use of AI, it's been interesting because as I've talked to a number of people across the day, you know, I'm not hearing people, no one is talking about AI taking their jobs from them. It's about becoming more productive, adding layers of technology in that allow people to respond quicker. Is that what you guys are looking to accomplish with Intellipeer?
Our vision is further afield than that. We are committed to 100% automation of those experiences. It's not tomorrow. It's going to take some time. But today's bridge might be AI enablement of agents. But we found that our customers have Stockholm Syndrome. And I'm here at the show committed to help them recover from Stockholm Syndrome. And if you're not familiar with that, Stockholm Syndrome is about falling in love with your captor.
Right.
So many of our customers, and I love them, they're held captive by their incumbents. And they want to keep drinking from that trough, buying more licenses, more expensive licenses that are AI-enabled, but still keeping the butt in the seat, if you will, with that technology. We're committed to say there's a better way. We can elevate the experience. We can increase automation. And so our whole focus is let's not spend a lot of time on the bridge, kind of the co-pilot bridge. That's important. There's a place for it. But we're looking further afield. And our real goal is to bring the technology to folks, completely change the experience.
Yeah.
We've all had negative experiences. We can say, gee, AI will never be better than a human. But we've all had lots of negative human experiences as well. And so right now with generative AI, the technology field is moving so quickly that, again, it may not be tomorrow, but very quickly, as contact centers turn over their people, rather than hiring the next human being, they'll be able to just leverage the technology and keep that moving.
That's beautiful. So the trade show floor is about ready to open here at Tech Super Show. Are you guys on the floor?
We do not have an exhibit. We have a team here, kind of meeting with the analysts, meeting with partners, meeting with friends, if you will. This is a big crossroads of everybody from the industry. So it's been a lot of fun to bump into people I haven't seen in years or, hey, what are you doing here? Super exciting for us this year with the generative AI component of the kind of the larger IT expo. So we're really focused on, I'll say, trading knowledge, you're comparing scar tissue of, here's what we tried. How about you? This is what's working for us.
Love that reference, scar tissue. That's, and if you've been in development with AI for any length of time, that you identify with that.
That's right. The difference of the people that are pontificating about it and the ones implementing it is that scar tissue.
Yeah.
And so the ones that are really working with the technology, not just hyping it, are going to have, all kinds of crazy stories of, that seemed like a good idea at the time, but it went off the rails. But here's what we did to recover, and here's how we made it successful for the customer.
I love it. Matt, thanks for taking a few minutes to come and chat. For those that are listening, that maybe they want to find out more about Intellipeer, where do they go to get more information?
Yes, please, please, please come on over to intellipeer.ai, and you can find out more information on our communications automation platform.
There you go, folks. Make sure you go check it out at IntelliPeer.ai. Matt Edick, the Chief Experience Officer. Make sure you go check him out. Matt, thanks for taking a few minutes to come and chat with us.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
Folks, that's going to do it for another update right here at WMR.FM for Digital Marketplace. Stay tuned. More to come right here from the Broward Convention Center.